T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
Yeah, Arthur, you're not the big man in this segment. I got to say, you're not the attraction here. And it's for
there
our,
we go. I'm happy.
It's Let's for go. Our 93.7 The Fan live video stream viewers, I think, are getting the real treat here.
So the backstory is that our guest became a Steelers sensation at the Jags game last year. You know the one where you were hanging up Christmas lights, Chris?
Correct, yes. I was treating that game like it deserved to be treated. I was doing happy wife, happy life stuff at home.
And even though they blew out the Jaguars, this man had a very crestfallen look on his face because the Steelers couldn't run the ball in the red zone. Right? Was that accurate?
That's exactly right.
And so he's in studio with us now. He's known as Big Ed. He wears Steelers overalls, his big Steelers chain. And he promised he would come into Pittsburgh
that
for a game.
Is ridiculous.
The pandemic slowed him down, but he got here for the home opener tomorrow night.
That's right.
Big Ed.
How's it feeling, man?
Look at this.
How much does the chain weigh, dude? That's what I need.
It's light.
Okay.
Yeah, it's light. Holy. It's actually a new chain. It's not even the one that was in the picture. I've seen some videos go around, and I started to see people with the actual chain in this, you know, little medallion thing. And I said, I got to switch the chain. I can't look like those guys.
You still want to stand out. I think you do, though. I think you managed to look different than most.
I think this chain looks better anyway. So,
dude, how hyped are you for this game now?
I'm hyped. I was hyped.
Even before the Buffalo game, or did the Bills game get you to another level because they went there and won?
The Bills game definitely took me to another level. I was at work in a hotel watching the game on my phone, and I saw that game go down, and the first thing I thought to myself was Pittsburgh should be so much fun. It's going to be so much
so
fun.
So what's your go-to jersey when you got to work?
I don't ever really wear jerseys. I have a bunch of jerseys, but I don't really wear them.
Arthur, when you could do the shirtless overalls look, why would you not do the shirtless overalls?
Yeah,
maybe, that's my question.
I would probably pull I think for the long time it was a pouncy jersey that I pulled out. I had a white pouncy jersey that has a bunch of stains on it from other games that I've been to.
Your wife is here with you on this trip, correct?
Yes.
Does she understand the level of celebrity you are starting to attain with this?
Yeah, she did. She knew right away. She actually posted, forwarded your guys' post on Facebook and said, this is why I don't let my husband go out. You know what I mean? Like, this is why I never let him leave the house.
She knew what she was signing up for, though.
Yeah.
She's embraced the Steelers super fandom.
Yes. Yeah.
Has she come into Steelers Nation? Is she an adopted member now? Is she into it big time?
No.
No.
She's not. No. No, she's here, and she's going to wear, you know, black and yellow, and she's going to do that thing. But when I watch football, it's alone.
Really?
Yeah, it's alone. My wife will not watch.
Like, because is it by your decree here? You're like, honey, you got to go away. I'm too insane. Or did she watch you in action and go like, you know what? I'm out of here.
Well, that might have been the case for her, and she just never said that. Uh-huh. But she's never told me that. She's just not big into football. So she's – even when I was coaching –
She supports you that you're into it.
Yeah, she would go to the games when I was coaching. She was there, but she would be talking to the wives. They didn't even watch the game.
That's a great marriage right there. That's true love. That's
happy
support.
Happy wife, happy life.
That's right.
It sounds like balance and compromise right there.
That's what we have to do.
I'm taking notes right now. No.
Okay. I've taken that note and it still hasn't worked.
Wait a minute. I have a bone to pick with my guys, Mosey and Pony, though.
Okay.
I just clicked on this live feed, and wow.
Yeah, we don't fill out the overalls quite the way.
Y'all are decked out in overalls.
That Ed does. Yeah.
I love it.
But we wanted our guy to feel right at home.
I look terrible, though, Arthur. Like, I look like I got like a farmer's tan. I have no muscle definition. Everyone that says guys that talk about sports for a living are just pipsqueaks, I'm proving them right now.
Yes, you are making this 100% accurate, man.
But the overalls look good.
I mean, this is the first time I put them on. The only thing that's weird about them is they fit like skinny jeans on the bottom.
I know. These are XL, but they're really not. They don't feel like it.
I was going to say, is it one size fit all?
I think I'm actually...
No, there's no way it's one. There's no way I can fit into those. There's no way I can fit into those.
Yeah, I mean, Arthur, these are XL, and I feel like if I threw a t-shirt on underneath this, I could go to like a Steelers fashion show because they are fashionable from the waist
Ed
down.
Ed has made these chic. He's made this look popular. Is this your first trip?
You need a hat, though, Mosey. That's your problem. You're missing the hat.
Is this your first trip into Pittsburgh for a game?
Yes, for a Steelers game. When I came, four years ago for a Pirates game in April for my 30th birthday. That was my first trip to Pittsburgh. And we actually happened to catch, I think it was Steelers Fan Day or something. Mm-hmm. And so we got to see, you know, locker room, all that stuff, but I've never been to a game.
What's your Steelers fan origin story? Like, how did it come about for you?
My dad?
Yeah.
He had no options, you know? No. Born, you know, hospitals. I know Pittsburgh does it.
The terrible towel?
The terrible, yeah, that's exactly what happened.
You were wrapped in one of those as an infant?
Yeah, he unwrapped the one that we had given in California, and then he wrapped me in the terrible towel. And then, you know, here we are. That.
What are you looking forward to most tomorrow? I mean, or Sunday, from the whole experience? Not just, you know, they're going to kick the Raiders' ass and win the game. What are you looking forward to most from being there?
So my dad has sent me videos of when they play Renegade and the terrible towels are waving. So I cannot wait to be a part of that.
What do you got, Arthur?
Now, Ed, I was going to ask, man, because you're a pretty diehard fan. And I'm liking the fit. I see the tat. But have you met a bigger diehard Steeler fan than you? Or where do you feel you rank amongst Steeler fans?
To be honest, I think my dad's bigger than I am. I'm a big Steelers fan, but my dad is his actual IG name is, you know, Pittsburgh Fanatic, Fanatical Fan. And that is, he's been like that forever. It's always like that. I mean, he's always wearing a Steelers hat, no matter what color it is. It's always Steelers, you know? And even if it don't match, it's a yellow. He's just always in something. 412, Yinzer Mob. You know,
what is Big Ed's X's and O's breakdown for this game? Because some of your scouting reports on Twitter have been
quite
very good.
What's your take on this game?
So I've been listening to you guys watching that Raider game Monday night. First thing, Waller. Boom. When you throw the ball to somebody 20 times a game, it's for a reason.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It's for a reason. So my biggest thing is what are we going to do there? It has to be, like Mo was saying earlier, with Fitz on top and somebody underneath at all times for me. We've already seen that the Steelers could handle all the underneath stuff with, I mean, Beasley is better than
Renfro. Yep.
Right? So in my mind, it's already been done. So it's just the same thing going into that same
How game, about but, your confidence in Big Ben right now? Where's that at?
I think his arms looks good. His arm looks good. His mobility was looking good. I think he looks better than he did last year so far. I mean, it's only one game. We're going to see, you know, week nine. Let's see what he looks like week nine. But I think right now he looks good. I mean, the biggest question is still going to be the offensive line.
Yep.
What are we going to do up front? What is Chooks going to do? What is Dan Moore going to do on the left side? Like, what are they going to be able to do? You could see the growth in them in just the first half to second half. But then it was, you know, is it really growth or was it just some play calling? No, I got to get the ball out quick.
I'm a little worried about Kendrick Green because he's, I mean, listen, big man by any other standards except football offensive lineman standards. Like, I don't like seeing a guy get his back bowed a little bit and get stood up. So that's a guy I am still concerned about among that group.
Yeah, he's dealing with the same issues that he's dealing with in college. You know, his pass blocking in college was, you know, subpar. It's part of the reason why everybody was
And he's
so,
a guard.
Yeah, and that's the reason why so many people were low on him from the beginning, didn't like that pick for him at third.
Big Ed in studio, we've all got our Steelers overalls on. I want to know, Arthur, has this made such an impression on you where you are willing right now, live on 93.7 The Fan, to roll out the red carpet to Big Ed, to the Arthur Motes tailgate for the ages, Sunday morning outside of Heinz Field?
Oh, absolutely. He's always
Let's
invited.
Go. That is what I'm talking about right there.
Hey, and if you bring the overalls, baby, I will make sure I take a cerveza shot with you. How
about
that?
I was going to say, I have zero issue with 7 o'clock beers. I heard you guys were talking about
that. Was Chris.
The 7 a.m. beers are A-okay with me. You know what I mean?
That's like a 4 a.m. beer for you, though.
I was like, it is. Well, I don't have an issue with that either. So it's
drinking,
I mean,
is easier when you come east.
Yeah.
What do you say? Time and location don't matter. Nameless gray faces, all right?
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.